No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. This passage is one that we can often hear in a funeral in a special way. Also, the times of you parents that have children that cry, as well as us as adults, and yes, even men that may cry. And I want to mention a couple things of my own experience of crying in my life and the difference between like crying and in both places. Like, it seems biologically it's healthy, but there are times we might have tears and for joyfulness, like I remember seeing my nephew for the first time, and he was kind of sick too, so it was both joyfulness but also scariness. And also the time of weeping when we're really, really sad. Think about things when we lost our loved ones that have died, or just something that just might kind of just shake our body of knowing something, whether it's around the world or something that's personal or it's in our mind, that we just cry. And I was praying with this and thinking of how it'll be similar possibly in heaven. I haven't been there. Can we cry? You know, what dimension is it? I mean, can we make decisions in heaven? You know, the big philosopher things. But I'm pretty sure that the crying in heaven will be totally different than here on earth. That there's a crying and weeping out of pain, whether with our body, mind, or soul, versus the crying of joyfulness and peacefulness and gratefulness. I mean, imagine, for instance, again, I've never had this or seen this, but I imagine, you know, the first time I can see my grandmother in heaven. This is my own imagination, that I will probably cry with joyfulness. Not being able to see her for many, many years. One of the most important persons in my life that brought me to Jesus. And her last words to me was, "Jesus loves you." And that were three words that led me basically to the priesthood and my vocation. So in this quick line in Isaiah the prophet, who is both talking about, you know, to no longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. We're talking about the 65th chapter in Isaiah, where he is prophesying the Israelites being back home, being saved after their exile, after their time away from their home with the Lord, physically and spiritually. And so once again, know that all of us cry, all of us weep. I'll never forget that in the seminary there was a man that served over in Iraq. He was a Marine, and he said, "You might think that Marines cry, and that's not true. Marines cry too." And when we think in our lives, to know that that's healthy, it's a good way to offer any sadness or hard times to offer to the Lord for His help. And when those cries are coming for good news, to also thank God. So bring that to your heart today.